Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 820.
820!
Oh, shit, Chris. What do we do with 820?
820 sounds like a school counselor that, what are you kids, celebrating 820 or something over here? What are you doing? What are you kids doing? Stop it with your grass and your Mary
Stop
Jane.
Stop it with your grass.
Cut it out with your grass over there. You know, I'm very excited, Matt Myrick.
Why is that, Chris?
We got to do a hostful podcast.
Oh, it's a rare treat these days.
Yes, yeah, so many people, translation for, beg us to do hostfuls.
And it's actually our wives and Katie. They want us out of the house.
Yes.
And Katie's just like, I'm bored.
Yeah, Katie doesn't have anything else to do.
Guys, please do a hostful.
She's tired of hiking her dog around in nature. She wants to sit inside an artificially lit room and listen to guys make dick
jokes. My favorite part of the week.
She loves it, where no one talks about the thing she really cares about, sports. It's her favorite
sport
time of
hey,
the day.
It gives me lots of time to study for fantasy football. So.
Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing on the
sometimes,
laptop?
Sometimes.
I think that's 100% what
I appreciate
you
your honesty. I appreciate it. Like, if we quickly looked at your screen, it
you
would
might
be
see just, a mock draft.
Be like,
in
Draft Kings or whatever.
I don't do Draft Kings.
I do Draft Kings, Chris.
I do the
But I won't plug them
ones.
Until they sponsor us.
Well, I don't even know what it is that they do precisely.
Daily fantasy sports.
So it's just for one day, like one game or
so
one weekend.
So like a wizard could fight an orc.
Absolutely.
That kind of fantasy 100%. Sports.
I literally don't
I mean,
know
if there's a league of wizards and orcs, yeah, you could pick your orc, pick your wizard.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to promote. We did with D&D, with actual D&D, the company, Wizards, we did Force Grey. We did a campaign, a D&D campaign, and Matt Mercer DM'd and Jonah Ray is on it, and Brian Posehn, and Ashley Johnson. Utkar Jambukar is in it. He plays a character called Hitch. So it's you should definitely, if you like watching RPGs, and Matt is the best DM in the history of DMing.
Not me, for the record.
The
other Matt is the best.
Other Matt Mercer.
Yeah,
Matt Mercer.
Best.
Matt Myra wouldn't give a shit.
Not a good DM. not a good DM at all. All of a sudden, spaceships are coming in. You're like, this isn't in the campaign. I'm like, well, it is now, okay?
Hey, this is playing out on the holodeck.
Slingshot around the sun. Boom. Klingon
travel
bird
back
of prey
in time. No problem. So check that out. It's on Nerdist, Force Grey, D&D.
You have to roll a D20 to see where your shields are at, bruh.
820! 820s. You roll 827.
You roll 827, and that
yeah,
tells
that,
you
that's
your
works.
Fore, your aft, your starboard, and your port.
820! Make America fine. Here's the Nerdist Podcast number 820! Hostful goodness. Me and the Sister Wives. Doing our chatty dick around.
You're going to hear Chris play a lot of Pokemon Go.
I just played a little bit.
Yeah, it sounded like a lot to me.
We did catch
Uncle Matt Pokemon.
We each caught a Pikachu. It was very exciting.
We each caught a Pikachu. It was very exciting. It's fun
moment.
To hear. It's the most. What people often say about Pokemon Go, they go, you know, it's fun to play. I love listening to people play
wow,
it.
Wow, I can't blame them.
Yeah. It's real good.
Well,
there was an
kids.
Update, by the way, Katie. There's an update. So they've improved a lot of stuff. They've improved curveballs. They're kind of working on the tracking, so that's all good. Here we go, Nerdist Podcast 820. Hostful!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
When that Jonah Ray gets here, you tell that motherfucker.
Were you waiting to throw that thing?
I said, where's my phone? It's there.
You want me to call it?
Oh, I got it. When that Jonah Ray gets here, that motherfucker Jonah Ray gets here, you tell him I said...
Oh, Chris, this is uncomfortable. Jonah's here. Look up.
I'm right here.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I'm going to use that whole thing as a sample on my next rap record. Yeah. When that motherfucker Jonah Ray gets here, I'm going to... And then the beat kicks in.
A guy sent me...
I love your rap skits, Jonah. This is great.
Yeah, that's more of an intro than a skit.
Oh, I see. I'm not really sure on the difference. I just thought any time talking between was a skit.
No, skits are complete stories where intros are... you know, samples comprised to lead you into the feeling of the next track that drops.
They learn
what's
a lot
preamble.
This.
Wait, where is it? A guy sent me a. Oh, damn it! Where is it? A guy made the three Brokaws into that we did on the Birbiglia podcast.
We did three Brokaws and one other kind of. Trio thing.
Oh, where is it? I gotta find it. I gotta find it so I can credit him.
You guys had a fun trio thing, huh?
Oh man, what a blast!
Wow, God, sounds
it's okay.
Like it
I don't think I was
fun.
Here for the last for Biggs.
Sounds like it was a lot of fun.
It was.
I don't know that I was either.
No, I think you were for the last one,
guys.
He's been on four
they
times.
Blend together.
They blend together after
into one huge fun time.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
When was the last time people heard from us?
2014?
Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah, Comic-Con. That's right. It just happened. It feels like it was months ago.
Yeah. Comic-Con? Once the second episode of the night goes up, you'll see that I lost my voice by the end of it.
Oh, did you?
No, it was real gravelly. And...
You know what? I thought you sounded great.
Oh, thanks,
the whole
man.
Time.
Yeah, thanks.
I was like, wow, Jonah's voice sounds great. There's a nice timbre to it.
I remember at the end going, I want to thank everybody for coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was sounding way more, like, way more serious than
I
wanted to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I do remember that.
Yeah, because I was just...
Wait, so you're saying that it wasn't sincerity.
It was sincerity.
It was your voice was gone.
It was sincerity, but it came off, like, way more weight. And it's like, because it's like, hey, I just want to thank everybody for coming. It's been really cool. And then, like... When it came out, I was like, I just want to tell everyone.
Oh, Jonah's being emotional.
Yeah.
He's so sweet.
Yeah. I never had to talk that much in my life, I don't think.
What? You've done two shows on the podcast?
No, but he did,
like,
all day.
All day. Like interviews for all the different stuff.
Boy, your life's so hard with this
guy's
new
guy's got a lot
fucking...
going on.
Yeah, you really do. Now you got season two, going into season two of...
Not announced yet.
Of...
I think you said it on the Comic-Con episode.
I think I said it on the second one,
yeah.
Which isn't out yet, but they'll announce it.
Do you want us to cut that out?
This one goes out tomorrow.
This one goes out tomorrow? Don't worry.
This goes out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's just start that buzz. What season two are we talking about?
Oh, that's true. You're involved in so many projects.
I don't know. The clues are hidden somewhere in America.
That's good. I like that. I can get behind that.
You can get behind that clue.
Yeah. I tried a sensory deprivation tank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh my God. I always thought I would lose my fucking mind.
Well, you I don't know.
What'd it feel like?
I don't know.
Didn't feel like anything. Your senses were deprived.
Yeah. It was neat. I expected more, I guess. My brain was going to go into some... Yeah, I got in there, and I just kind of focused on my breathing for a while, and it was done before I knew it.
I think a lot of people go in there high.
They do? Oh, of course.
Yeah. They take DMT.
Yeah, something. DDT, DDP.
DDP.
Whatever it takes.
OPP.
Diamond Dallas Page.
You know me.
Of course, you know.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was that your present to yourself?
Kind of. I just, you know, we got done with a hectic week.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like stressing out.
Not
also
one,
D's,
but
you know,
D's. Nuts?
Nuts. but also D's. Yeah, she had because she broke her nose last time.
Yeah.
Like they had to they finally.
Oh, D's nose.
D's nose. They finally had to fix the break.
Septum?
Yeah, it was
they rebroke
pretty
it.
Gnarly. It was pretty gnarly.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. You know, it's they took the splints out on Friday, so that was gnarly. Just recovering from that surgery and kind of so it was a hectic week. And then I did the sensory deprivation, and it was
you
nice.
Both
it was
you both went like
both
a couples
went.
Tank.
No, you're in separate tanks.
Can you get a couples tank?
I don't think so. I kind of think.
I think we should.
Well, but then that's not really.
I think we should get a couple tanks.
That's like then you're touching someone else.
Even when your hand touches your own body, it's disgusting feeling. So I don't know if you want someone else's body in there.
How long were you in?
I went in for an hour.
Are you you're submerged in water?
Well, it's so much salt in it that you pretty much just float on top of it. And the temperature
and they shut it like a fucking coffin.
And it's a big chamber. It's not like you're not enclosed too much. You're in a room and you have access to just push open the door whenever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there air coming in?
It seems like it.
Okay.
But it's the temperature in the water is the same temperature as the air. So when you get to a really still place, it just feels like nothing. It's really odd.
It's like Hardwick's pool. Temperature is the same as the air.
Yeah.
The same time. Just fill it full of salt. So you're just like.
But it's neat. I think, you know, it's a good excuse to just kind of, you know, disconnect and meditate and just feel nothing and let your mind wander.
What would really bother me is if I got in there and it was great, but then I started thinking of, it's like, what if I get in there and I write the best jokes in my brain that I've ever thought of and like, I can't write these down anywhere.
That's a good point.
I'm not going to. I'm just creating problems before I actually do it.
Yeah, that's
how I like to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I do
it. Smart people do.
Hey, two birthday boys this
week. Oh, yeah. I turned 34. Turned 33.
I'm in my Jesus year, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Made it out.
Ready.
I'm
ready.
Unscathed.
All right.
Ready to be crucified by the Romans. I'm king of the Jews.
He's married to a Jewish lady. Doesn't make you
king of the Jews.
You don't.
Yeah.
I am Lord and Savior.
No.
Mateo Christos.
Yahweh.
No way.
No, my son. It's Yahweh.
I never heard that.
I guess you went to Catholic school.
I sure did. I guess we weren't like the Jesuits.
Yeah.
You guys were operating on another level of humor. Yeah. I was just in crappy Catholic school. Oh, my God. Jesuits boys must have been rolling in the aisles.
I went to Catholic school. I'd never heard that, and that's great.
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I feel like I want to go back in time and put it in my Yahweh or the highway joke.
Yeah, are you kidding
me? 15 years ago.
God.
But you went to a baseball game.
I did. I went on my birthday. I went to the Dodgers, played the Red Sox.
Which I thought from my house, you can see where Dodger Stadium is.
Correct.
And so late at night, I heard all these pops. And I'm like, fuck, there's an attack. There's something going on. I look outside, fucking fireworks at Dodger Stadium.
Friday night fireworks,
but
bro.
It was like at 10:30 at night.
Well, that's what time the game got over. Red Sox scored 9 runs, so it went a little late.
So you guys won?
Yeah.
Nice.
9-0. Only one of the 3 games that we win, and that's the one I chose for
9-0?
9-0.
Sounds
Wright
like a baseball
really
game.
Really did a great job. It was a lot of fun. We got to go on the field afterwards because the fireworks, you can go on the field.
Oh, that's right.
Cameron and Rhea were very excited to be on the field.
I'm sure Rhea was very excited.
Well, I think Cameron was also very excited, but maybe mostly just excited for her wife.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Big group of us went, and then we had cupcakes, a lot of hot dogs, you know, the usual.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I worked and...
Braggart.
I worked, and then I went to Meltdown. And then there was like a miscommunication about if like Deanna was going to... Like, meet me, like, you know, we go to a bar sometimes, like, after the show and just hang out a bit. And there was a miscommunication if I was going to go pick her up or meet her there. And then I get there, and she's like, I guess you're not coming to pick me up? And I was like, well, that's the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys should set up some sort of a post-it so she can write these notes.
Hey! I didn't really do anything on my birthday.
You know, every once in a while I have a birthday like that where it's like, I don't need to do anything. It's just,
fun. I did nothing during the day. Yeah. Literally nothing.
I would have done something. If it wasn't on a Meltdown night, I probably would have ended up doing something.
Yeah.
I remember I used to do those birthday parties at the...
Yeah, birthday shows were great.
At the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Those were always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you get older, buddy.
Those feel like old man birthdays already. Yeah, Jimmy Jatho from UCB. Hey, man.
Why didn't
Jimmy's always there.
I didn't do anything for my birthday last year. I don't think I did anything for my birthday last year, really. And I just went and had food with my mom and Lydia and
remember that birthday? It might have been your 40th when I had just kind of kind of started hanging out with a friend of Janet's. And then you had a birthday dinner, and it was like 5 people.
Oh, right.
And me and her were part of the people.
Oh, Jessica.
I was just trying to skirt around it. It was a long time ago. I'm a married man now. But it was like one of those things where it's like it was a friend, an old friend of Janet's, and like we had like hung out a few times,
yeah, yeah,
and then like Chris was like, "Hey, it's my birthday dinner," and she's like, "Are you going to this birthday dinner?" I was like, "Oh boy, this is a bit soon for mutual friend hangouts."
And how'd that work? Did it work out?
No, it didn't work out.
But she went, did work out. You ended up meeting your wife.
Yeah, that was pretty great. She went to
somewhere else.
She went to like the Bahamas or something like that for a month, and then when she got back, I was like, "Well, see you around."
That was it. She didn't call you again.
Slow fade. I was like,
not a quick ghost.
During my single years, it was a slow fade either from me or from other people. I don't think I ever really had.
Like a crossfade.
Sometimes a crossfade.
Never a star wipe.
Never a star wipe. Those hurt like a motherfucker. She's like, why is this? Why?
It's pointy. It's pointy.
The hot dog thing sounds so. I had to quit eating
nitrates.
No, I did. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said I got a physical, and the doctor was like, "Well, you have real high cholesterol," and I was like, "What? I'm in pretty good shape," and so
meaning you work out.
Well, I don't.
Well, your muscles are, Chris, but let's talk about your blood.
Well, I didn't think I was eating anything that, you know, so I met with a nutritionist and she was like, "Well, what, just kind of describe what you eat."
Burritos.
Well, okay. Burritos, chai lattes, yeah. Like the fold over sandwiches from Starbucks, yeah. chips and sandwiches.
Well, it's one piece of
steak
bread,
and fries, pizza every once in a while. Like,
now,
I
realize, Chris, this isn't a dig at, I'm not making like a money, you're rich joke, but you could afford a better diet. You have like a Donald Trump diet now.
No, I just, listen, I just, you know, I'm busy. So I was eating whatever was convenient and also not knowing when I was going to eat again. You eat stuff to fill you up.
True.
And I had noticed
I've been doing.
I had noticed I was starting to feel like squishier, and I'm like, I don't know why I can't feel so squishy. But then when I actually wrote it all down, I was like, oh, because she said, oh yeah, everything you're eating is not good. Like all of these
breads, tortillas,
all of these processed carb thingies. So you have to eat healthy carbs. So she gave me like a balanced diet to eat off of. First of all, I feel amazing.
Yeah,
I've had energy. Like I've never, like I haven't, I don't remember.
You look higher than normal.
I feel good. Yeah. And, but I had pizza Saturday night for the first time in probably like 6 weeks.
Was it glorious?
Hanging out with your bros, high-fiving?
Yeah, you know, just.
Hanging out with your friends.
Hanging out with your, having some pizza because your cholesterol's high. Getting higher. Ooh, yeah. Getting higher than your HDLs. So I had it. It was amazing while I was having it. I was like, oh. It's like the first time I had ever eaten, and then 3 hours of, oh, I don't feel good.
How much pizza did you have?
Well, I got a 10-inch pizza from Lucifer's, which is fucking great pizza.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
10-inch pizza has 6 little slices, and I had 4. So, like, really 2 New York style.
Nothing.
I know.
But was it, so it's like all of a sudden you reintroduced, like, carbs and cheese.
I hadn't
really
eaten like bread carbs in 6 weeks.
Cheese. How's the cheese going? You cutting cheese out?
I did. Yeah. I would sprinkle a little bit. Like if I make a spinach salad, which I discovered I like, I'd sprinkle a little bit of mozzarella cheese on
what
there.
What are you, Urkel?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Matt. Take it very seriously. Because this family matters.
Ooh.
So that's all.
Well, that's great.
Cut out of the chives.
3 hours. Okay, what was on this pizza?
Cheese, just a cheese pizza.
Oh, Chris, we got to talk.
And I felt so
great.
I was just kind of doubled over for 3 hours, just sort of feeling like I can't move. Like it was all the grease and the
just
that much cheese and bread when I hadn't had it in a long time.
Man,
must have felt great initially.
It felt great when it was happening.
Yeah,
it was basically 10 minutes, and the paycheck was 3 hours. I mean, the bill was 3 hours. It was a three hour thing. So
that's a real bummer.
So that's all done. So I'm all done with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think you just build your tolerance back up. Maybe sneak it in a couple, 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Well, we're going to Disneyland for the Bachelor event.
Yeah.
Cheat day, bro.
I know, but I'm going to feel awful. I'm not going to feel good.
Luckily, my cheat day is scheduled to be that day.
I want
to
have Mickey beignets.
Only started dieting again yesterday.
That's all right. You still, you know, you still get a cheat day on Saturday.
Get up that weekend.
You're going to walk around. We'll walk 6 miles that day.
At least.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Easily.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is ride the Tower of Terror, then run all the way across to Splash Mountain, and then go back to Tower of Terror at least 6 times.
That's a good way to do it.
Well, enjoy Tower of Terror while you can.
I know.
Well, although I do think
it is, they are going to take it.
Yeah, we announced it at Comic-Con.
It's being turned into
Turning to Guardians. Because I know they were going to have it, but I remember seeing the picture going like, it looks familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Guardians.
That's,
which I think
that's,
it'll be cool.
That's great.
Yeah, get it, but bro.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a bummer.
It's, I mean,
and I know it's a fairly new ride compared
okay
to so
with?
Many
like,
other rides they've kept.
Take out a fucking... Take out... Bugs Land. Who gives a shit about
kids
it?
Love Bugs Land.
You know what? Bugs. They got Cars Town now. I'm
Cars,
saying all these things wrong.
Cars Desert is great.
Cars Desert?
It's there.
Cars Desert.
So the kids can go right over there. You pull out this Bug Town, you put in a Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed out about that. So, but I'm sure
but
this
still
Guardians
ride
of the Galaxy
in,
thing is going to be great.
You can still ride it in Disney World, so that's good.
I wonder if Steve Agee is going to show up.
It's very annoying that
he might.
Yeah. Just remember to put on your seatbelt.
It was really funny. They were really funny. They did a thing for Comic-Con. Like they all came out in full makeup, Agee and all the guys.
The Ravagers.
The Ravagers, and were really fucking funny. Really funny. Steve just fucking cracks me up every time he opens his mouth.
He's great.
Steve's a hilarious human being.
He's a good man.
He's a gentle giant.
Him and Brendan Small did the silliest bit on the season of Meltdown, where it pretty much ends with Brendan going, we have no reason to have guitars on stage. It's just another harebrained scheme to get into show business. And they say that simultaneously and then high five and freeze for like a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So... wedding coming up.
Yeah.
From the recording of this podcast,
excited.
We are 12 days out.
You going beard? No beard.
No beard.
Mm-hmm.
But scruff.
Just letting it go. Yeah, sure,
just
sure,
scruffy,
sure.
Scruff. I asked. I said, what would you prefer?
I asked
because
my wife
these pictures
too.
Are going to live forever.
She
and
made
what
me
would
shave
you?
My beard.
And she was like, she said, whatever you want is fine. I go, I know that, but really, like, what would you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, Lydia's so agreeable. Sometimes it stresses me out because I'm like, I know. But what do you want? Just tell me. I need to know.
Yeah, Dina kind of has that. It's kind of down for whatever is her response for a lot of things. I go, I can't make another decision.
But I'm also down for whatever.
Yeah. Guys, my wife tells me exactly what she wants. When she wants.
That's what you needed, Matt.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I follow through half of the time.
Hooray! Mm-hmm. Well,
but that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Love that.
It's funny because we
ordered some jeans that don't have. Tears or
people
oldness?
People keep saying, are you nervous? I'm like, no.
Does anyone keep asking you where I'm supposed to find a bolo tie?
You don't have to wear.
I know,
Lydia,
but you asked, and I
Lydia,
feel
Lydia
like
wanted
I
wanted to do this
to
thing
you.
Of like cowboy, like she wanted to because her family or historically the Hearst were ranchers, and so she was like,
I think more publishing magnates.
Publishing didn't happen until her great great grandfather basically had a weird sixth sense about ore mining. George Hearst. He was in his character's in Deadwood. And but he
now the attraction makes sense.
Love that show.
So good.
We should get married.
They were basically ranch, you know, they were ranchers and they still are. Like there's still a big chunk of the family that owns
get their steaks.
You go to Whole Foods, you get a lot of Hearst foods.
Yes. So Hearst meats. She said we should do like a Texas formal thing. So like, you know, jacket, boots, bolo tie, but it's optional. Like you have to do it.
It's
you know
what?
You
wrote it on there. Throughout the community, Chris.
You wrote it on there.
Hey, is cowboy boots really a thing?
Is it really something that
I'm
gonna
buy?
I think my trade off is gonna be I'm not gonna do cowboy boots. I'll do a regular boot, maybe a James Bond boot. Who knows? Then I'll do the jeans and. I'll figure out the top situation. I was looking at
some
photos.
So it sounds
like
you have half an outfit planned.
Correct.
Yeah.
No pants.
Yeah.
No, I have the pants.
Got it.
Well,
but
jeans,
he's still deciding on the shoes and the shirt.
No, the shoes I have, I'm good with those. I just got to get them shined up real nice. So I'm just like, I figure out what kind of, if I'm going to wear a jacket. You also like, it's, you know, it's going to be hot in the climate. It's August. It's California. So then I got to figure out that.
It's indoors, though.
Okay.
No outdoors.
Okay.
Oh,
quick ceremony. Lydia's like, 7 minutes. I'm like, well, 10, you know, like yeah, we could, you know.
It's always a comic.
And I said, I know. Hey, there are going to be more people at this show than have ever come to anything I've ever done in L.A. So. So what we're going to do. Are we going to, like, say our vows and stuff? And she was like, well, you know, they'll have stuff for us to say, but I think we should write our vows to each other and make them really personal and give them to each other the night before. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. Because this whole time I was thinking, oh, I'm gonna write a whole thing and say a whole thing. But she just wants to get right through the ceremony and
right
to the
party.
Oh, so
you're going to just write your vows, give them to each other, and we're not going to hear them.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
There'll be something.
I think that's interesting.
The guy who's marrying us is basically kind of like her honorary uncle, and I think he married her parents.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So I think it's just going to be very quick.
So it's going to be kind of like the technical Emmys. There's going to be a reference to the...
You're going to play a clip?
Well, because they've split that into two ceremonies now.
Yeah, yeah.
Viola Davis is going to come out and introduce.
That's right. Yeah.
Last night...
At an earlier ceremony, we gave away these awards that we're not going to make you sit through.
Yeah, it's because they're not as attractive. The editors and sound.
I mean, the vows are the best part. I think
they're lame. Vows are lame.
What? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, it's like just an excuse to cry in front of your family.
Aw, buddy,
I didn't cry.
Well, it's because you had Mike Henry reading them.
Yeah, and I cold read them, and they were great. They were funny. Because it's Mike Henry.
Why have an emotion, Jonah? Why have a real emotion?
I have a bunch of emotions.
Your wedding should be an Adult Swim sketch.
I didn't want it to be. I wanted it just to be fun for everybody.
It was fun, actually.
I teared up at mine. It was great.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I just like you know. I'm not a personally. And this is all personal preference.
Yeah,
yeah. But we wanted to make ours as our ceremony as quick and fun for everybody as possible.
Right.
Yeah, because we don't need to like you know get all schmaltzy in front of everyone.
Well, I did hire a woman.
It's not for everyone.
I did hire
there.
A woman to play
and
my.
And it kind of is for everyone.
I tried to say my wedding was bad. Excuse me. We'll get back to Aunt Slappy in a second.
Great. Yeah. Good pull.
You trying to say that my wedding wasn't fun?
Your wedding was great.
Your wedding was great.
That was a great time.
Well, Chris,
what?
I don't think you remember because you weren't at the actual wedding.
Sure I was.
No,
Chris, you weren't.
You weren't
was
there.
Was your wedding... Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I remember...
The answer is yes.
I remember your and wedding was the thing where we were... Yvette Nicole Brown and I were talking about The Walking Dead.
Oh, no. That was the television program you host.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
On the day I got married. Yeah. You know what's funny is I got... They want me to fly out to go do Comic Book Men on your wedding. And I says to them, can't do it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know AMC.
But I will be filling
in for
Matt on that Comic Book Man episode.
I know AMC loves ruining our weddings,
yes.
Is what I said out loud.
Yes.
But I said, I can't do it.
You can't do it. So that's where Kevin will be.
Is he not going to your wedding then?
No, I don't know. I guess not. If
did you invite him to your wedding?
I believe we did invite him, yeah. Well, we had a weird thing where, because Lydia had these really cool TARDIS things made with like wood grain paper. And there were like 100 people that just didn't get them, and so
didn't get them in the mail. That's
didn't
crazy.
Get them in the mail, and so we spent you know days and days just
finding
like,
out
tracking people down. Going, and it's such a bummer to put someone in a situation because it sounds like we're making it up. Like we didn't hear from you. Did you get the invitation?
Yeah,
but it's a legitimate. Like some people said, no, we didn't get it.
Shit.
No, it is. It's fucking Los Angeles mail is terrible.
Not good.
It's terrible. I've had lots of stuff not get there.
Like wedding invitations.
Like wedding invitations, actually, yeah.
But we tracked a lot of people down, and so it's all fine.
Was there a montage of this track down? It would have been a real hoot, I think.
Yeah, let's cut to it now.
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. Ooh, what you like? Ooh.
Gotta be married in 12 days.
I know. It's amazing.
It is pretty crazy. I'll never forget what my mom said. This is the one time where my mom, you know, when Lydia and I first started dating, my mom was literally like,
not everyone likes one in this thing, Chris.
She would have said Christopher. If you're going to do the bit, you got to know.
Sorry.
My mom said to me, don't fuck this up. She's like, this woman is is great. Don't fuck this up. Yeah. I mean, not in a not in an aggressive way, like in a funny.
Chris,
it was funny.
Yeah. There's still time.
There's still plenty of time.
You could really mess up a lot of things.
Totally.
You mean? I mean, you've been self-destructive in your past. You know, I always wonder if it's ever going to come back out.
Oh my God, I hadn't thought about it that way before. Well, I was going through the.
I never took that much sessions in my life.
Let me ask you about this wedding food. Is there going to be pizza?
There's not going to be pizza.
No, all right.
There's not going to be pizza.
I was going through bacon cheeseburgers to stay on the theme.
On theme.
Yeah. I was going through the itinerary of all the places that we're going in Japan, and so many of them were like, and then you'll take a sky car up to the mountain. I'm like,
that's great.
Anxiety. And she was like, well, we don't have to do that stuff. I'm like, we're doing it. We have to do it.
It's Japan.
I'm not going to not do it because.
Yeah. They're great at transportation.
Yes.
You're following the fear.
Any advice? What advice do either of you have
don't
for me?
Don't get stabbed?
For weddings? Okay, don't get stabbed.
Oh, I thought that was for Japan.
Right after the ceremony, right after the I do's, and I have a nasty man and wife, be sure to both
do
of you go off and be by yourselves for 15, 20 minutes. Don't immediately go and take pictures. Don't immediately like just start getting into the party, because that is the only time you will have for the rest of the evening by yourselves.
That's good advice, but we have to do the first dance. Do you do the first dance after
no,
the
do
break?
The first dance, do the first, do the break, and then do the and then at the reception. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
I highly recommend it. You're not going to find a time. You're going to be talking to everybody, meeting people, you know, relatives that you now
so
have.
We can
all
go
of
off and do it.
Not even do it. Just
legally.
Go off.
No. Legally, Chris. Do we're it. Not saying have sex right between
do
your
it.
Wedding and your ceremony.
Yeah, do
you
it.
Do it if you want. If you find yourself in a spot, that
yeah,
you can
if
go for
it's plausible.
It.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, listen. I'm glad we saved ourselves for marriage.
Yeah, that's great.
If any of the families listening.
Yeah, I highly suggest that, because you're not going to find another time until the very end of the night when you're tired.
My advice is just have literally just have fun. Have fun. Don't make
it
don't
be fun.
Don't make it work. Don't make it like you don't worry about having to see everybody, because I mean you're gonna have a shit ton of people there. Don't worry about having to see everyone. Just do the best you can and just enjoy yourself.
Cool. It was fun to find the band.
Just a band.
It's just this band. It's just like a wedding band. Well, Lydia's friends is a big one of her friends is a big DJ. This girl Nikki, and she's great, and she's gonna DJ for a while. But then we hired a band. It was just kind of funny. Going through this one website where they had all their bands come in and like do a performance.
Oh, wow.
So you could see it on the site. And we found this really great band. And the guys, they rock so many 80s hits. So great. But they do other stuff. What is the... Oh, I can't remember the name of the band.
Is it the Steel Panther, the other band that they do?
No.
It's not an 80s.
No,
it's look
not.
Like an 80s.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah.
Like Steel Panther has that other band where they just do straight up like 80s covers, but they don't dress
straight
up.
Straight up
right.
Panther?
Straight up Steel Panther. You want to love or leave
I'm going to find the name of this band. I think I know who you're talking about. I think I saw them a few weeks ago.
You did?
I think so.
The Spasmatics.
Not the Spasmatics.
Hang on. I'm sorry, guys. I just have to find out what the name of the band was.
It's Charlie Daniels.
What?
No, it's not Charlie Daniels. Are you ready for some marriage? What are you looking up? You're looking up
I'm
this band?
What the name of the
band was. Well, these are good wedding advices. I appreciate that. That's a good idea. I actually wouldn't have thought to do that. Yeah, because we won't.
We wouldn't have thought about it either, but two people told us. They're like, do it then. Because a lot of people, they'll get married, then they'll just immediately go off and take pictures. And then by the time they're done taking pictures, everyone's been waiting for them to show up for the first dance, and then the food, and then the cake. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're just exhausted.
I'm really nervous about
just
the
a
first,
moment.
I'm nervous about the first dance.
No, don't be.
Well, I'm not a good dancer, I
don't
think.
You don't have to be
and
a good dancer.
You also don't
it's
have to
like
do
you're
a first
fucking
dance.
Doing
no,
Footloose.
But she really wants to.
Well, then you have
she
to.
Really wants to because, you know, I was being jokingly difficult about it for so long because she's like, dance with me. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then she'd come up and try to dance with me and I would just go limp like a child.
Oh, God.
Boy, you're a hoot. You're a real hoot to live
you're
with.
You're a lot of fun to have around.
Hey, shut up. It was a great bit. And then she said, well, no, it's really important to me to do a first dance, you know, because my dad's not around. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, pull that card.
And then I got
you know what? That's some manipulative bullshit.
Stop it.
You should,
hey, my dad's dead, too.
You should be like,
exactly.
My dad's not around either. And this
it was important to my
really
dad
want.
To not have a first dance. No. but now I feel very nervous because I just want to make sure it's a good first dance for her. Like, I want to have a good first dance for her.
What you do should you think just the, have Robert Kirkman play the wedding dad. So anyone that needs a dad can just go to that guy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then you can just yell at him.
Very deadly.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you're like, ah, oh, it's just like a dad.
Ah.
So, I don't know. Should be fun, though.
I mean, you got to figure a lot of family friends are coming on the Hearst side. What do you think the net worth of this room is going to be?
Matt, I don't...
Is it stratosphere? Is it in the stratosphere?
Nope, I don't.
That's not...
a bajillion, right?
I don't.
At least a bajillion.
So what else is on the Must-See TV?
Wings.
Nothing
wings
much, but Matt does bring up a good point. I do have a couple investment opportunities that I have the portfolios for, and I believe...
Jonah, don't blow this now.
No.
We're going to bring the easel.
Yeah.
The wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I have everyone's attention, please?
We have a...
Do you take this?
Yeah.
Are there any objections? Yes. I would object to not
now,
getting in on the...
But I know that we all love love.
Yeah.
But don't we also love making money?
Right, right, right.
Those
right,
plastic
right.
things that go on the tip of your shoelaces, who makes those? You don't know, do you?
Tom Cruise knows.
I love, I love learning. I love knowing about things.
It's one of the reasons why
I love life.
What's your favorite movie? Favorite movie?
They're all good. They're all good.
Well,
which one in general?
Oh, yeah. I watch them all.
Just
name
one movie.
Just everything that comes out.
Name one movie.
Everything that comes out.
Name one movie.
Yeah. You know, when I was doing Top Gun.
Okay, that's a movie. That technically counts. Yeah, there's not going to be any toasts either. No toasts.
That's a great idea.
Disagree.
Nope.
We got something worked out.
You're going to have to do it in your car.
It's a timeshare presentation.
I just didn't want drunk comedians. I don't know. It just seemed like not a great idea.
I would say too many speeches at our.
No, I thought yours was nice.
Nope, that was the rehearsal dinner again. Chris, you weren't at the wedding.
So you guys actually did get married?
I like that it honestly happens, and then you play it right into the bit.
What are you talking about? I was doing a bit the entire time. I'm that good.
You know, that rehearsal dinner did feel like a wedding.
You know, I tell you something, though. Just before people get mad at me for not being there, I actually did.
We talked about it already.
Talk about it already. Okay.
Talk about what?
You know that if you're like, how could you not go to Matt's wedding?
Yeah, the show was live.
Yeah, we did that. It was live.
This is because I made such a stink for my wedding that you were very cautious about how to handle not making it to Matt's
wedding. And we only wanted one in the stink.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Only one.
Yeah.
Unless they ask.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they normally
are. Why don't you try to?
I had, during my physical, speaking of one in the stink, I had had a, I had gone to a urologist.
Yeah, been there.
And
Dr. Kim, what up?
Cedars. And so I went
Jesus,
to...
Cedars?
Yeah.
Sorry, isn't that like an expensive place to go?
I have insurance.
Insurance covers... I thought Cedars was like a private hospital for fancy pants people.
I don't know.
I've never been referred to Cedars.
I said, give me the most Jewish hospital.
Here we go.
And they said, Cedars Sinai. And I said, thanks. I'm the king of you.
And they said, again, Matt, marrying a Jewish lady doesn't mean that.
Yeah. Pretty sure it does, Chris.
Take off your shorts and cough a lot. So when I would go see my urologist, he would just, you know, he's probably like 62 or 3 years old. So it's sort of like getting butt-fingered by Bernie Sanders.
And, we've all been there, especially after this election.
I'm just going to put in 1%. He's going to put 1% in. So he bend over the table.
I think he'd
bend over the table and just
kind
of...
Chris, I got to say, he'd put in the 99%.
Well, it goes all the way. It goes 90% of the way. So, you know, the finger goes in. It's not comfortable, not great, but it happens. It's quick. So this other... when I got the physical, I went to another doctor, an internist, and... I did not know there was a whole different way of doing it, and I really didn't appreciate this one. Instead of bending over the table, which, you know, this helps you feel like you got a little bit of dignity, you got a table to hold on to.
Yeah.
He says, curl up in the fetal position.
Oh.
And he did it that way.
Oh,
which
laying
is,
down.
Yes, which is so much more vulnerable.
That's interesting.
When you're in a fetal position and someone is sliding a finger in you to poke around to see if you have...
Like it takes you back to the womb.
No, I was not butt-fingered in the womb.
You don't know that.
And I really did not enjoy being a sad, trembling popsicle stick on this on this medical table. I much prefer the grab the table and bend over method.
Yeah, give it to me like a man. Shut in.
No hands.
Give it to me now.
Yep. Anyway, my cholesterol's high.
Are your thoughts on pegging?
Three knuckles deep. I can take more.
Don't treat me like.
Give me a piece of leather.
Have you done that yet?
No.
What?
Finger in the butt.
You're gonna have to do it soon.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm surprised you haven't done it yet.
Me too. Then they didn't offer.
Go see a urologist.
What?
See a urologist.
Went to my adrenal practitioner. He didn't mention it.
Yeah, your GP is not gonna do it normally, unless you get over the age of Chris.
To really comfortable with that. I know that's a true statement.
Shouldn't a physical?
What's that?
Shouldn't a physical?
Yeah, I mean, you don't. You know, it's recommended for people over 40.
So why are
every
doc,
every doctor's
I did it because I had to go to a urologist because my sperm count was so fucking low.
Oh,
every doctor's like also a little bit different too
on your junk area.
Yeah. Okay,
junk to top crack, like it's all the whole encompassing.
When I was 17, I went to a walk-in clinic because I thought I had testicular cancer.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It didn't.
Okay.
What'd you have?
It was a
third ball.
It was a kind of a, it was like a, not a blood clot, but like
it was a varicose?
No, it was like, it's a, just like a like hardened blood vessels that kind of group together.
Well, of course you would think that was cancer.
We've all been there.
But yeah, but it, and the guy was like, he explained to me, because it like moved around, and he was like, if it was cancer, it would not move around. It would just be a solid bump
right
on the testicle.
Thank God.
It was very, it was really.
Heartwarming?
It was just, you know, it was odd.
Was this in Hawaii, or is this when you got
to
LA?
This was in Hawaii. I was just living on my own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, you better. Those blood clotter, brother.
How do you feel about the uptick in...
He was a Filipino guy.
How do you feel about the uptick in poke restaurants?
Pokey?
I'm sorry.
What, Pokey Stops?
I don't know the...
Are you talking about Pokemon?
Nope. We're talking about the fish dish.
Oh, tuna poke?
So delicious in Hawaii, but I...
Tuna Pokey Stops?
I think out here, it's not... I haven't found a good one yet.
The best one is Just Pokey. That's in Hermosa Beach. That's
okay.
The closest you can get to Hawaiian-style pokey. All these other places are doing poke bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so I could catch like a Raichu there?
No. This is a fish.
It's not a.
How about a Charmander? Because I really want to evolve to a Dragonite.
It's not a Pokemon.
I need a Dragonite and a Snorlax. Like, I'm sorely missing.
Are you going to fucking get like crazy Wi-Fi charges? And et cetera, in Japan, trying to catch Pokey out there.
Already solved, brah. Already solved. Getting a portable Wi-Fi unit to take around and buy a data network.
But you are part like one of your activities on your honeymoon will be catching Pokemon.
I told Lydia that there are Pokemon that you can only get in Japan.
Well,
and so because they're different ones regionally. And it's important to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do it the whole time, but I will be catching some Pokemon in Japan. And she was fine with
that. Now, honey, it's not like I got to catch them all, but I kind of got to catch them all.
I'm so disappointed. You know, I was taking Japanese for a bit and I stopped. And now I'm going there, and I'm so disappointed in myself.
Just play the tapes when you fall asleep, bro. That works.
No,
doesn't work at all. John.
It's a good language, and it's a very structured language, and I was really in love with it because it makes sense. It makes so much sense, and I just didn't stick with it. And every time I'd try to, I would be like, I'm so busy in my brain.
What was your approach? Were you doing like a Rosetta Stone, or were you doing like
I got
a
Rosetta,
Duolingo?
And then I got Rosetta, and then I had a tutor who would come in once a week.
You had a Japanese tutor, you let it go?
I did.
Bro, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Izumi.
Oh my God.
Story checks out.
Yeah, so.
That is a name they'd have.
It is, it's a bummer because I, you know, if I'd been doing this for the last year, I could have, right by now, be speaking.
Well, you didn't know you wanted your honeymoon in Japan. I mean, how are you supposed to prepare yourself?
We kind of did know that.
Well, like, I feel like you really didn't until Pokemon came out, and then you knew.
The Myra Method!
Which is what?
Not making myself feel too bad about it.
Yeah. Let it go, bro.
All right, I will.
Don't worry about it.
Hi.
I don't know what you said, but cool.
It's a watashi wa kurisu.
Nope. Not following you, Chief.
I think I just said my name is Chris.
Oh, all right. Oh. That's pretty cool. You can say that at your Pokégos.
That's pretty great.
It's a Pokéstop.
Yeah, whatever.
For Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Pokemon go to the polls.
Nope.
Right? Because everyone should vote.
I mean, I have so many good ones.
You guys, oh, I bet he does.
Some really good ones.
Buckle up, everyone. He's a level 17.
Oh, I'm level 22. Almost.
Whoa, 22. You had yourself a week.
I know.
Boy, oh boy, what did you do while you were off? Chris, enlighten us.
Then they made the game harder. But, you know, what's interesting is...
Show me the game. I don't know it.
What's interesting about it is it really almost was kind of that Louis C.K. bit that he did on Conan where, you know, Niantic released the game and then now people are flipping the fuck out because they made changes to the game and they took some features away and people are just losing it. It's like, you didn't have this a month ago.
Yeah.
You did not have this a month ago.
Yeah.
I really think, you know, I'm kind of getting to this place with people where people act like entertainment is a right. It's a privilege. It's not a right. You know, yeah. Like people get like with television and games and movies, like this generation of people acts like it's the civil rights movement.
Old man hot.
And it's not. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. Yeah. You are privileged to do it. You can't. I mean, yeah, I do feel like old
man. You wouldn't have this life if it wasn't for me. So,
I mean, I fucking love. You know, I love it too, and
it's, it is funny you mentioned that. Just I was just talking to a couple guys that have a podcast that just, you know, started getting really popular, and you know, that, like they had a bunch, you know, the amount of fans kind of increased exponentially in the past couple months, and now they're going like, it's like, hey, when you get a lot more fans, people just start being dicks to you all the time.
Well, a percentage
and saying what
of
they
them,
don't like about it, and
a percentage of them just talk to you like you work for them. They're like, do this, don't do that. Shut the fuck up when this person's, you know, it's like, hey, that's kind of rude. Oh, I can't express an opinion. I thought we had free speech. That's my favorite. Like, yeah, you're not going to jail. We have free speech. But other people also have free speech to respond if you're rude to them.
Yeah. That's always the worst. I think the funniest thing is when someone shits on you, like in a comment section on Instagram.
Keep talking.
And they
fucking Pidgey.
They just go, like, and say, hey, man, I'm just voicing my opinion. You're like, yeah, but in my personal space.
Right, right.
How would I not see this?
Right. It's also like, why? Of course I'm deleting this.
Jonah, there's a Pidgey right near you.
Get it off me! Get it off! Get it off me!
Chris, it's hurting him! Chris, it's hurting him!
Where is it?
Yeah, catch it, Chris! Catch it!
Chris, get it off!
It's hurting him!
Oh, God! It's pumping
my ear! He's bleeding!
His dick is in my ear!
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
His dick was in your ear.
All right.
Don't worry, though. I'm going to catch him.
Because you got it.
So I just caught the Pidgey with a Pokeball. He had a combat power of 104, which is decent for a Pidgey, but Pidgey are basically the garbage Pokemon. They're like the ones you'll get the most. It'll tell you in the proximity sensor that there are some good ones nearby, and then you'll just get Pidgeys and Rattatas. But they're working in the proximity center. That's the thing, is that they took some features away to try to improve them, but then, you know, people are like,
fuck you!
Oh,
people are the fucking worst.
You know what I saw?
Shit.
Second season of Catastrophe, the Rob Delaney Sharon Horgan show. It's so good. I liked the first season a lot. The second season is so good.
Just dropping a
lure
here.
This is a Jonah recommends.
It's really funny. It's available on Amazon. Highly recommend.
You know what else is on Amazon now?
What?
Bosch season 2.
Oh yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
I just dropped a lucky.
And you can use Amazon to watch Jonah on CISO.
You can get a CISO add-on subscription. Also, get 3 months for the price of one.
Oh my God!
Using the code Hidden America.
What a deal!
What a deal!
HIDDEN America.
I hope you know how to spell
God this thing. We live here. Get the fuck out of here! You don't know how to spell it right.
Make it great again. Make it great again. Make it great again.
Make it great.
I'm catching Pokemon.
That's fine.
Gonna drop a raspberry to trap
the Spanky. I went to Lemley's in Pasadena and watched.
Better use a great ball. There he goes.
The Mind's Eye. Kind of a small indie, low budget horror movie.
Fucking hold.
It's kind of like it's like Scanners almost. It's like about a guy that's trying to manipulate people that can, you know, use their psycho telekinetic powers to kill other people.
Oh sure,
it's, you know, it's kind of in that.
I'll stop now. What I miss?
That way of yeah, like the retro. There's a lot of John Carpenter style music and stuff like that. But it's fun. It's fun.
Did you see
a couple good like head splits?
Oh, I like a good head split.
Yeah, there's like a couple that are just, you know.
My wife can't watch any of those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dee can watch gore. She can watch slasher, but she doesn't like ghosts. She doesn't like haunting or possession stuff.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like home invasion stuff.
Oh, I don't either.
The home invasion stuff is the worst.
Because it's too real.
It is too real.
Because it's the most real.
There's nothing supernatural about this.
Yeah.
It's just humanity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just that every time we'll be like driving somewhere and then we'll see like a cabin by itself, I was like, oh, that looks really peaceful. And she'd be like, nope, that's a home invasion cabin. That's when they all can come around from all sides.
It's when those preppy boys come in and ruin your life.
With animal masks. They have animal masks and they come in and tie you up and cut you up.
Yeah, when I showed her You're Next, and she's like, what are you doing showing this to me? I was like, wait, it's like a commentary on these movies. Just wait.
I don't think she appreciated the meta message.
Yeah, she did. She eventually got into it, but she, yeah, you know, didn't like it. Didn't like it. I had to go see Conjuring 2 by myself.
No.
And then... probably going to go see Lights Out by myself. You guys see that one yet?
I'll go see Lights Out with you.
What?
I'll go see Lights Out with you.
Yeah. It looks fun.
I'm into it.
Looks real fun.
We've just been enjoying the shit out of Stranger Things, of course.
That's a lot. It's a fun show.
God, it just feels so good.
Yeah.
That opening, you know, it's our childhood, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's a good show.
And I was those kids' age in 1983. Like, it was, feels, and I played D&D, like, everything about it. And the credits and the music. I mean, the Duffers did such a brilliant job making the show a character as well.
Yeah. It's a blast. It gets so close to being like a parody of those movies but it just pulls back to where it's not a comedy essentially.
Right.
I really dig it. It's just done so well. The whole thing is shot so incredibly well, like a movie.
Yep.
That Netflix way, bro.
Yeah, they're kind of coming out fast and hard with a lot of
they sure are
stuff.
So, did you understand Pokemon Go at all?
You didn't show me the screen once. You
I did.
Said a bunch of gibberish words.
No, he showed it to you the one time there was a Pokemon ball on the screen. That was all you saw.
That's all I saw. Sorry, yeah. So I stand corrected.
You want to watch me catch another one? Because I totally can.
Not really.
Okay.
But have fun.
Yeah. I think you'll feel great about it when you're doing that by yourself on your honeymoon.
Well, you got a Pikachu! There's one here. Katie got a fucking... Oh, guys, there's...
Oh, God, there's a Pikachu in here, and
there
Katie's going to get it, and Chris is going to steal it from her. Because...
No, you don't steal him. It just means he's here. Did you catch it? You got it.
You got a Pikachu? That's a lot. I think that's a lot, Joan. I think that's like...
I mean, I have...
Oh, you know what I did? I did... I have a few. So, Joe Lynch and Adam Green did a 48-hour...
there it is.
...podcast marathon, telethon, raising
money... Oh, my God, Katie, I'm going to get him.
...raising money for Yorkies, a Yorkie rescue. And we did a live script reading of one of the early drafts of The Goonies.
Oh, cool.
That should be enough for 469, right?
Sean Austin's character is Asian.
Yes.
Data is black.
I own you, Pikachu.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. Mouth is pretty similar, but he's just nonstop with impressions.
Does he do this?
He would have.
Okay.
I just watched the Goonies episode of The Goldbergs, which I thought was great.
I've never seen that show.
Check it out.
That was fun. It was Joe Lynch and Adam Green. It was a lot of fun. They would also do stuff where they would put on a movie and invite people to give commentary on it. And they watched Devil's Rejects with Bill Moseley and Sid Haig.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so it's just like there's pictures of like just Sid Haig and Bill Moseley just watching it and just doing live commentary to it.
You know what Sid Haig likes to do?
Does he really?
Yeah, it's best he does it.
He likes to do Pikachu?
No,
that's gross, Chris. That's fucking disgusting.
See, Sid Haig... has looked like he's been about to die for about 30 years.
Oh, that's mean. How dare you?
I thought when he showed up in your movie, House of a Thousand Corpses, I was like, whoa, that guy's still around? And now that was 20 years ago.
It was 16.
Do you know what I rewatched over the break twice? Walk Hard.
What break?
At midnight was on.
Oh,
what break?
I'm just trying to like what break are you?
Oh my god! It was winter. A morning break? Radio soundboard.
What'd you watch?
Watched Walk Hard twice.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched the regular and then I watched the extended. You know what? Movie's so fucking good.
It's great. It's
so
great.
Underrated.
It's so sloppy though. It's like it's hardly a movie.
It's Are just you kidding me?
It's a bunch of sketches, like making, like doing parodies of. And I'm not saying
of
it's not
all
funny
those
or,
music biographies.
Yeah, exactly.
So you give you have this one larger than life character who is in every style of music, and it works.
No,
it
no,
works.
I love
and
it.
The movie is gorgeous.
Yeah, but I was just saying it's like, but like as a cohesive story, it's all over the place. It's not, you know,
I think it's a very cohesive story. I disagree with you, John.
No, that's totally fine.
Why can't you guys get along? You guys just hate each other on this podcast. I guess the podcast is just breaking up or whatever.
Yeah, that's
all
what
right.
I heard.
See you guys.
Dee and I, we rewatched Girl with a Dragon Tattoo last night with your boy.
Which one? The Daniel Craig one.
The Daniel Craig one. It's just, that guy.
Yep.
Daniel Craig's great in it. Like, very, like, effortlessly perfect.
Handsome, yep.
Handsome and just good in it, like and you know, multi layered and whatnot. But director
Fincher,
he just makes the most watchable movies. Like, just something about the music he chooses, and sometimes the edits seem like they would be abrupt, but everything feels so smooth, and all the shots are great.
I was watching randomly. I was on a YouTube hole,
yeah,
and I started watching a bunch of pop up videos.
Oh, yeah. He directs so many of those old videos.
Yeah, I forgot he did Vogue, the Madonna video.
He did Pop-Up?
Well, no, he didn't do... I mean, Vogue was on Pop-Up Video.
And he did Pop-Up Video? David Fincher?
I don't think he's listening to us.
I realize it's like because he would always try and like do crazy things with his music videos, and that's why like the opening credit sequences to his movies are always essentially like weird music videos.
Some of those guys, like some of those guys from those early... who else? Oh,
McG.
Spike Jones.
Mark.
Spike Jones, yeah.
Mark Romanek.
Romanek, that's it.
And Tarsim.
Tarsim.
Mark Webb. He started out doing, he did Regina Spektor's videos.
Yeah. All those guys that had like those Palm DVDs that came out. Remember those? It was the guy that did all the.
Oh, P-O-L-M?
No, it's like Palm, I think, P-A-L-M. That like they put out those DVD collections, like Spike Jones videos. What's the guy who did
Michelle Gondry?
What's the guy that did all the Aphex Twin videos? Chris
Hansen.
Yep, that was it. That was it, Chris. Chris Hansen of Dateline,
what?
NBC.
What are you looking at?
Let's see what time it is.
6:48. Why would you see what time it is? We're having such a blast.
We are having a good time.
I missed hanging out with you jerks.
We hung out.
Well,
the
you
other
didn't
week.
Really hang what? Out.
We hung out like a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember that.
Was it Matt's wedding?
it's really great. We talked about
your gifts in the mail. Darryl is that it?
Yep. Your animated GIF is in the mail.
Animated GIF.
I figured out how to make GIFs over the weekend. I had a great, quite a weekend.
Nice.
Really, just
what I do. Oh, Dee and I, we found this cafe right next to Mount Wilson.
Enjoy a burrito, everyone.
Please, I don't know. I just decided it like that.
That would just
funny.
Be it.
Very funny.
I guess it's not as exciting as hearing someone play the Pokemon game.
Well, Katie will attest to the fact.
Hang on. I would argue that was the most on-brand thing he could be doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm all about branding. I don't actually like things for real or anything. It's just all about...
No. Nah, you're level 22.
I know, like it.
I have an intern here who's actually playing Pokemon, and then there's a script that I read, and, you know, I figure, you know, listen, this is what the kids are into, and so this is how I'm going to stay fresh in my career. So thank you for exposing me, Matt. Thank you. Anyway, tell me about your
trip. I'm mad about this exposure.
No, it was neat. We went, Dee and I drove just into the mountains, and then we found this cafe next to Mount Wilson, like way in the middle of Angel's Crest.
Is that where you saw that cabin that you didn't want to move into?
No. But it was pretty neat. And then we just kind of drove around aimlessly in the mountains, ended up in Sunland.
I saw the Instagram video from that. What is that song that was playing? Because it was great.
Oh yeah, that's off the new. There's two new Islands records. Islands.
Chris from Islands.
Yes. No. Nick. His
Nick,
name is Nick.
Nick from Islands.
Yeah. So Nick put out two new Islands records at the same time a few months back. And one's kind of more like simple, like four-piece band rockin' music. And then there's the other one, which is more of that kind of synthy stuff. But it's a that's one of my favorite songs from that new record. And it's just fantastic. Big fan of it. I'll send you the link of what it is.
This guy still has time to listen to music.
You listen to music in the car? You listen
Jonah's
to music?
So busy.
I listen to a lot of talking in the car. I don't really listen to music.
I like, you know, it's just
I play a lot of music at home. I play my guitar a lot.
I like music. D got me for my birthday a shower head that has a little Bluetooth speaker in it, so I can listen to music.
Oh, there you go.
And that's I was pretty stoked on that.
Nice.
Because I usually just kind of like put my phone in a glass.
Oh, well, to amplify.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty clever,
yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, thank you.
That video of Mr. Wizard insulting kids is so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just captured all these little slivers of moments where he was like, give me that. Like where if you were watching the whole show, you wouldn't think anything of it, but isolated. Well, no, you're doing it wrong. You know, it's like, and just watching all these adorable Dorcases just getting kind of... just getting slapped down by Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, just being on like 6 a.m.
Yeah, he's been so early.
Yeah.
That was like the first thing Nickelodeon played.
I just remember seeing it before going to school.
Yeah, I feel like it was that, and then like, it was either like, you can't do that on television and then Mr. Wizard, or flip that.
I don't know.
Nice Bunsen burner, Poindexter.
They burned all.
She had said. He didn't say that, though.
They burned the old stuff early.
Yeah.
And like Pinwheel. Remember Pinwheel?
I don't.
Pinwheel was a Nickelodeon show. You don't remember Pinwheel?
I remember the name of it, but I don't remember.
Pinwheel! And then there was some puppets that would interact with humans. It looked French, but it wasn't. Mm. No? Okay.
That's the Muppet Show?
Pinwheel. Not the Muppet Show.
I don't know. Bloosh.
Did you see Dr. Teeth played a whole set at Outside Lands?
Outside Lands, yeah.
Did you watch it?
I saw it
was
part of
very
it.
Very cool.
Dana Gould posted it on his Instagram. Yeah. He was backstage, so he... Oh, it starts with the crowd and then goes up to the...
And they're doing... Beatles, right?
Yeah, they did a few covers.
Yeah,
they did,
that's such a rad idea.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
It looked very cool, and it just, I liked it.
The album's called Taste by Islands, and the song that I used was called Pumpkin.
Kind of feels like the Stranger Things theme song. Now mix up with Dr.
Aurora Borealis, John and Alan Dallas. Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
Take what you can.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good album. Good tunes. Good friends.
Good
having
tunes.
A ball.
Do they cover the Pokemon theme?
They do not.
They well, could. I'm sure they could.
Just
I'm sure they could.
Brand.
I'm sure they could.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah, they're sparring today.
What are you talking about?
You guys are just attacking each other. Is this the end of the podcast?
We each try to say, is this the end of the podcast?
Always putting it on the other two people.
The reason that
what's
it's
up
the
with
other
you guys?
Two.
I mean, it's like, it's just saying, it's really, for me, the way you guys act, it's like, no, what, is this the end of the podcast?
Hang on. You guys have both brought up the end of the podcast. Is this the end of the podcast?
Oh, geez, here we go again.
Should we call this episode the end of the podcast?
No!
No, this episode's not good enough to be called that.
No.
Okay, good. Okay,
our last podcast will be in front of a live studio audience.
And just been springing on him. Well, thanks for being here. That was our last one. No dry burrito. And then just like, walked out.
There was a couple times I always thought, like, when we were doing live shows at like Comic Con or some of that, if I just said, it's like, thanks everyone for coming. This was my last Nerdist podcast ever. It's been a great time. Thank you. Good night.
And then you just swan dive off.
apparently, that's how Chris Cornell quit. Was it?
Yes. It wasn't Soundgarden. It was.
Not Velvet Revolver. The other, Audio Slave.
Yeah.
So it's like they were playing a show.
Yeah,
this is
my last show.
This is our last show.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support over the years.
And the band was like, what?
Yeah.
The rest of the band was like, oh.
Yeah. That was his way of just quitting the band by just dismantling it in front of a crowd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kind of a fucking shit move.
Because, I mean, I guess you could take that back, but that's pretty definitive.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well.
This is the last
Katie's
podcast.
Yawning.
Not our last podcast. No, Katie just wants to catch more Pikachu.
This is our last podcast till next Tuesday.
This was our best.
Not our last.
It was nice and mellow. It was just hanging out, literally with you on your phone, just like hanging out together.
No, that's not true at all.
Hang on, no, guys, stop arguing. You're gonna make me think this is the end of the podcast.
Oh, why are you saying that? Is it the end of the podcast or something?
You know, you guys both saying that. I thought it was a joke, but I think it could be the end of the podcast.
Okay, so now, Chris, you're definitely saying it's the end of the podcast.
But you're both now saying it. You're both saying it though,
guys.
Katie's not paying attention, so this must be the end of the podcast,
guys. I don't know if you're trying to say. It's the end of the podcast, but it sounds like you're saying,
it's the end of the podcast.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.